We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Yudal Adam Beis. We are beginning six lines from the top of Kuf Yudal Adam Beis. First words on the line are Li Kra and Amar Av Achtavi. What are we talking about here? We had a Brisa who was trying to figure out what do you do with the last Vachalev Imai. So Gemara says, teaching us that if you cook the cow in its own milk, it's Isabas Vachalev. So Gemara says, how do you know? Gemara says, Kavachaim, because you find that pre and pre means two children of a cow, there you find that they're more kuladik, because the mutter b'shchita, both the same day, but a pre in the aim, which means the child with its mother, Betsy the cow is the mother, the child with the mother is usher. So what's more the same? The pre and pre, the two sisters are more the same. And there we say, by the two sisters, there's a iser basav chalav. So for sure, by pre and aim, which in this case would mean the pre is the milk, with the mother is the cow, so for sure be asur. Because again, pre and the pre are more the same, and that's asur. So for sure, pre and aim, which are more different, the pre and aim, in the usual case, it means the child with Betsy the cow, to shech the same day. But you see, here also is a case of the pre is the chalav, you get with the mother, so for sure it's asur, because that's more different, so for sure it's asur. And then the Gemara says, the Brisa says, we learn that from Bachalev Imai. And the Gemara's kasha is, what do you mean? If he just says a kavachaymer, what do you mean chalev Imai? So the Gemara's trying to say, what's wrong with this kavachaymer? So it starts like this. Omer v'achtavi bar ami, mishum de'ikla meymar, sus ben susyo, achi prey de'achiyach. I'm going to show you from this case where there's a sus and he has a half sister, the preda, a mule, that there it's the two sister, the brother and sister are also each other. So also pre and pre, because one's a preda and one's a sus. Umutta pre and aim. But the sus is mutta and it's mother. So you find that the pre and aim is more kuladik. So it's a pair of the kavakarim. The whole kavakarim is said that the two sisters are more alike than the pre aim because the mutter b'shchita, the pre aim is also b'shchita. I'm showing you now that the two sisters are more not alike because you see a sus who's born from a male sus and a female sus that has a half brother which is a mule which is born from a female sus and a chamar. So there you have a case where it's also the two siblings are also to each other. So you find two siblings more chamar. So the more nech, that's not the reason. Hasam, the reason there is because zera avu dukagarm, because it has a different father, because the father is a chamar there, and therefore makes it a mule. Now, being a rice, nothing to do with the two siblings and with its mother. The parent ben susya, if you have a mule ben susya, a male mule and a female mule who are brothers and sisters, they're mutter to each other, and they're also with their mother. So you see that they're more like when it comes to the siblings. So obviously, here he's saying, by Pered ben Susya, saying the siblings are alike, and by Sus ben Susya, Achi Preda, he's saying that the sisters are more that the sisters are less alike than the parents. Obviously, because it's a different father there. As a mule is a father or a sus is a father, that's the difference over there. So it's a zero riot to the Shiloh. Hasam zera avdukam, the parent ben Susya, Achi Preda, Achiach, Shemutta pre and pre, it's mutter with its sibling, but also pre and aim, it's also time. If it's an Eved, the son of a Shivcha, and he has a sister that became went free, and now it's a regular Jewess, a regular Yid. So now they can't marry each other. So also pre and pre, or mutter pre and but the Eved is mutter into the family of the mother, and the min mother, like Rashi says, the min Shivcha. It could be his mutter and mother mamish, because by Goy there's no. Yichus, but that's not for now by Eved. But Akabonim, Rash is a min imay. In any case, we're showing you a pircha. Look, you're trying to tell me that the two siblings are more alike than the child with the mother. Here you see the two siblings are not alike because the Eved cannot marry sister to the Mishachreras. So after we're a posh, that's not a riot here, it's because of Mishachreras. And the Gemara, no. And for the Gemara, Hasam, get shichu with the Kagarm. What's the riot? The Eved ben Mishachreras, Achi Shivcha, if there's a lady who's a shivcha, she has two children, a boy and a girl, and then she goes free. So the two children are mutter of each other. Yechiyach, she mutter pri and pri, they're mutter of each other, both avadim, and they're also the mother, also pri and aim. So that's the reason, because no get shivcha, it's nothing to do with mochamer of the siblings or mochamer of the mother. Elam Avidah Ba'avin, try another pirach on the Kavach HaMish. Nuk lemeimar, klai zroa michichu. She also pri and pri, or mutter pri and aim. Here the aim means the adama, the ground, is the mother, the one that produces the zraam. So zraam, you know, plant different zraam with each other, you know, chita with sa'ira with each other, but you'll add a plant, chita in the ground. So you see that the mother is more alike than the two siblings. Let's read it inside. Klai's Rav Chichu is also pre and mutter, and it's also in the siblings. So what are we talking about? Klum nesa pre and pre el edayim. The only way the two siblings are also is only with the mother. So about the mother has a shaykhis. The adama is where you plant it. The chiti v'sari b'kadah le'mitzru. If you plant chiti v'sari in a cup, you're not going to be able to usher. It's with the adama. So about the aim has a shaykhis to the issa. So bottom line is, we still have a kavachomer here that a cow with its own milk will be usher, because ma'adach, two children of the cow, the milk, the achoisa is usher, the meat with the milk of the achoisa. So of course, and even though they are the same, child with the mother, which are different, of course they should be usher b'sav chalav. So why didn't it pass the b'chalav imay? We have a good kavachomer. So the Gemara finally, like this, Amar Rashi, Mishneglemeimar, Malah pri and pri shken shnei gufim. Pre and pre, the reason why there it's usher, it has a reason why it's different, because it's two different gufim. That's why the two children of the cow, the basa of one, the chal of the other one, is usher, a chaysai, which you call a chaysai in the Gemara 4, there it's shnei gufim, therefore it's usher. Toimei pre and aim, mashenken pre and aim, shken guf echad. It's one guf, which means the cow is its own milk, it's one guf. Maybe there would not be usher. And that's why also we spoke before, I had a kasha, why can't I learn from Mahatzad? This also would be a pirkan on Mahatzad. You can't learn from anything. This is different. It's unique. It's the same goal. That's in the pasuk, Chalev Imai teach us that, the Chalev Imai teaching us that even with its own milk, it has an iser of basav chalav. So the bottom line is, the three Chalev Imai is, first Chalev Imai is legufei, second Chalev Imai teaching us that even if it's a para or a racha, which he says, Chalev Rashi and Tosfos, exactly what that means. And then we have a third pshat, which is, that it's coming to be marba, the din of he atzma, its own milk. Now we go into a new Indian. The Indian is, where is in the Torah that says there's an issa to eat basa v'chala? Now we're used to what Rashi says, which is actually Gemara later on. That since it says, lo sevashal gadi b'chalev imay, one of those lo sevashal mean issa achila. But the truth is, it never says the word issa achila in the Torah. So who said it's asa b'achila? So Gemara's an attempt, other pshatim, also, it's other amarayim, have different pshatim, why? Basa v'chalav staka asr ba'achila. Zog the Gemara, Amar Avashi. Menayim le'basa v'chalav she'asa v'chila. Where's the Makar that basa v'chalav asa v'chila? Shenema, the Pasuk says, lo yisoychal kol te'eva. A Pasuk in Parashat Re'ei. And it says, lo yisoychal te'eva, you can't eat anything that I said was disgusting. Because Baruch Hu says certain things are disgusting, you have to separate yourself from it. Don't eat that stuff. Kol shu ta'aftilach, anything that I said is no good, harei ba'al te'echa, it is ba'al te'echa. And I said that basa v'chalav cooked together is no good. Therefore, you can't eat it. Since the Teichel Teva is, that's what's going on. Anything is Teva, which includes Masav Chalav, therefore you can't eat it. Until the pasuk says mafurish that even though you can't eat it, you can have anah. Actually, parallel custom, because there is parallel avela. You find an avela, it says you're not allowed to eat it, but there it speaks out. And you know what you can do with it? You ger ben asina, you give it to a ger for a present, or you give it to a vechavim. The ger means a ger, taishav means a guy who is makabal not to do a vezara. Well, the vechavim from mechirin, you're allowed to give it to a vezara, you're allowed to sell it to them. So then the Torah says clearly that there's no issa anah. But without that, there'll be issa loy, so include issa anah. That's the raya, the tanyo, the braisa. I'll bring you a raya that without the apostle telling you that it's mutter, it would be also by another time. Like soichlu kol nevela. Then the mother says, "Go nevela." Then it says, "Vayit the apostle ger hashem shurechet tenan." I give it to the ger, but achlo, or he machal anoch who sell to the guy. Ain't allowed to ger ben asino yochav ben achira. My always even this apostle is that you allowed to give a present to the ger, and you allowed to sell it to the guy. What about the opposite? Are you allowed to sell it to a ger? Leger b'mechira menayin. Tam aloy ma leger titneno oy mechar. In the pasuk it says the din of nesina and mechar is in between ger and erizchav. You agreed on both. Tam aloy leger titneno oy mechar. Look. Now how do you know erizchav and nesina? The same way menayin tam aloy ma titneno oy mechar lenochri. So it's going back on both. Nimsa echa ger v'echa erizchav and bein mechir bein nesina. Div Ramei. So Ramei's sheet is that. Obviously, that I have an awe, so that's what I do with it. According to the mayor, you let it sell it or give it to either a guy or to a ger taisha. Rabbi Yudah Amino, Dvar Ksavim, that's exactly like the Pasuk says. Leger ben Asina, Lechavim Mechira. That's be dafka like this. A ger gets a present, Lechavim can sell it to. My time is Rabbi Yudah. Because he's talking about the Gomer Ameir, if it's like Ameir that both are true, why say, oi, Lichter Rechman Alei Seichel, Kol Veila, Leger Hashem Asherecha, Titnena Vachlo Machar. Why oi? What's oi? Oi Machar, Lechavim Mechira. The Ger ben Asina, Lechavim Mechira. Dafka Ger ben Asina, Lechavim Mechira. Ramei Amalach, Hai Oi is Lahakdim Nesina de Ger Lamachir Chom. That's more important to do Nesina de Ger than to sell it to a Goy. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't need Lahakdim. Lahakdim Nesina de Ger Lamachir Chom, Loi Tarakra, it's a Svarahu. Zatam Tsuv Lachi Yase, a Ger Tarishav Yimachuyev to help out. Mashaikan Avichav not. Is it Yatam Tsuv Lachi Yase? So therefore, it makes sense anyway. But what do we want from this whole entire brisa that's a little zaitic? The raya from this brisa is, like Rashi says, "Sha'af bishloi kosav loch el loy soichel hutzruch lefarish ba hetano." You have to farish hetano. Hakamakum shloi pirish loch ba hetano. Have a mashu isan abloy soichel. Therefore, it says loy soichel kol te'evo, which we say is referring to basav chalav as well, because that's something that ta'afti loch that I said you have to separate from. That's disgusting. And it says loy soichel that teaches us isa hano. So the way you would know isa hano, isa achila, and isa bishul by basav chalav is like this: loy soichel kol te'evo teaches you isa achila and isa hano, and loy sevashol kibul chayavim tells you isa. Bishul. That's the Fidus Mandiyamar of Ashi, who holds that the Makarism of Seichel Teva. I Isahana, that we know from Loi Seichel, because Stam Loi Seichel means Isahana. And Amiyat Hashem, the next year we'll start from the Simen, which is Kashish on Rav Ashi, that Rav Ashi learns that from Loi Seichel Teva, that it means you're not allowed to eat anything that's a Teva. So when they ask Kashish a lot of other places where it's a Teva, he still has no Isahila. When they ask from all those places, Amiyat Hashem, in next year.